U.S. forces based in Romania are wrapping up budgets and repairing roads, the final tasks of a mission accomplished. When Turkey refused to let the U.S. use its territory as a staging ground for the war in Iraq, Romania's offer of an airbase on its Black Sea coast was gratefully accepted. Now, Romania hopes the U.S. military will come back someday and stay longer. NATO, the beach scene, and a new route for oil are all part of the equation. NPR's Emily Harris visited Constanța on Romania's Black Sea coast and filed this report.
First, the beach. There aren't enough U.S. troops here right now to be noticed on the sand volleyball courts or in the busy restaurants, but bartender Vlad Nicolescu remembers a few months back.
They drink a lot and they take their shirts off, show their muscles, so all the chicks go get around them, you know?
It seems to be reciprocal. One U.S. soldier describes summertime here as a Victoria's Secret catalog exploded. But he stresses that's not nearly as important as local contractors willing to work around the clock, thanks to different, and from his point of view, better labor laws than in Germany, where most U.S. troops in Europe are now stationed. Lieutenant Colonel Ira Queen, head of a U.S.-Romanian defense cooperation program, says training is increasingly restricted because of German laws. But the major reason for a possible shift of U.S. bases eastward, Queen says, is geography and politics.
Romania is a lot closer to the Middle East than Germany is, as well as the Caspian Sea area. We have a lot of stuff going on in Afghanistan, and we're still going to have a lot of stuff for years to come trying to help them out. Same thing in Iraq. And if you look at a map from Germany to Afghanistan, you got to fly right over Romania.
Poland and Bulgaria are among those also being considered for new U.S. bases, which would likely be smaller than those in Western Europe, with no schools or family housing. Troops would probably rotate through relatively quickly. Romanian Prime Minister Adrian Năstase is eager for a permanent U.S. military presence here. He says it will increase Romania's security and prestige.
We had a problem until now that Romania seemed to be part of a cordon sanitaire, part of a gray area between East and West. With a military base, American military base here, Romania will be considered definitively as being part of, the Euro-Atlantic family.
Euro-Atlantic is a carefully emphasized phrase here. Romania is scheduled to become a NATO member next year, thanks largely to U.S. support after Bucharest sent troops to fight in Afghanistan. Romania is also hoping economic and social reforms will bring European Union membership by 2007. But people here see the United States as the real guarantor of Romanian security. Prime Minister Năstase points out Romania's strategic location as a key advantage for the U.S. military. Then he dangles oil.
When you are a global player, a major global player like the United States, you need to be very close to the corridors of energy.
A key future corridor, he hopes, will run from Russia across the Black Sea through Romania to the rest of Europe. Romania's commercial port at Constanța is the deepest on the west coast of the Black Sea. There's a refinery nearby and ready transportation links. Russia is already a significant investor in the Romanian oil industry. Political analyst Christian Porvulescu says that makes some Romanians nervous.
There is no important military threat right now, but Russian businesses who are interested in dominating markets in Eastern and Central Europe could bring mafia-type ties that could affect Romania's future.
Further oil investment would bring much more money to Romania than the $30 million the U.S. military spent this time. American investment could also increase long-term U.S.-Romanian ties. Those ties got at least one little boost during the recent American deployment here when a member of the U.S. military married a Romanian translator.
Yes.
Cetățeană curt Mariana Gabriela, de bunăvoie și nețilită de nimeni, iei în căsătorie pe cetățeanul Fisher James Arthur?
Da.
The wedding made national television in Romania. But the real news many here are waiting for is whether the U.S. military will be back for good. Emily Harris, NPR News, Bucharest.